You're waking up with two chicks and a mic. Mornings on 92.9 The Beat.
Happy Friday! Freaky Friday. This morning, we want to know what your all-time favorite scary movie is. This is like my favorite time of the year TV-wise. Because, you know, Freeform, they do their 31 Nights of Halloween. Ugh. I was so excited for the 31 Nights of Halloween. I couldn't wait. I went out and bought Hocus Pocus on DVD, so I got a jump start on it. I've already watched it like twice, and I'm just going to see how many times I can watch Hocus Pocus in one season. What about you, Michelle? What was the first scary movie you ever saw?
Salem's Lot.
It's been a while since I've seen that. Is that another Stephen King?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, I love Stephen King.
And you know, it wasn't even, I didn't even get to see the whole thing. All the adults had gotten together to watch it, and I was the oldest kid, so I was watching all the kids in the other room. Snuck in the kitchen just at the point where the little kid's outside the window, scratching at the window and tapping the other little kid to let him in.
Uh-huh.
I don't know if it scarred me or hooked me, but I never did get to see the whole movie. I am a total Stephen King junkie.
Ooh, see, it's funny that you mentioned that, Michelle, because I have been on a big Stephen King kick lately because, you know, 'tis the season. I just finished Castle Rock season 2 on Hulu, and that's all about Annie Wilkes and Misery, and now I want to watch the movie Misery. Salem's Lot was freaky. Pet Sematary was also a good one.
Oh yeah, that's right. I forgot about that one.
And then they did a remake of that recently, and that was pretty good too. But I think my all-time favorite scary movie is The Shining, another Stephen King movie.
Oh, that's right. Man, Stephen King is just the man.
I know, and I've only ever seen the movie. I've heard that the books are even scarier. I don't know how that's possible, but I'm kind of scared to read the books now.
Yeah. Oh, that's pretty cool. Yeah, I have heard the books that are really good.
I like the suspense, the mind games of a scary movie. I'm not about gore.
Okay.
The Crescent Hotel in Eureka Springs, it really, really reminded me of the Overlook Hotel from The Shining. I think the Stanley Hotel is what it's called in real life in Estes Park, and I would love to go there. It'd be so scary.
Yeah, that would be really cool. And I've been dying to go to the Crescent ever since you went there. Like, I've got to get up there, man.
Yeah, and I want to go back. So let's do it. Little road trip.
Ooh, yes.
I do want to give honorable mention to this movie. It's not exactly a Halloween movie, but this was probably the last movie that literally had me squirming in my seat. It was so freaky, so suspenseful. 10 Cloverfield Lane. Have you seen it?
Oh, my goodness. Yeah, that's a really good one.
It really doesn't have much to do with the original Cloverfield, and it's not shaky at all, because that was people's big complaint with the original Cloverfield. Our boy John Goodman is in 10 Cloverfield Lane. He's great. I think I watched it on Hulu, but it's not really streaming anywhere anymore, or at least not on any of the services I have, so I haven't seen it in a while, but I think of it often. I gotta find a way to watch that movie.
He's always irritated, and he's always angry. 92.9 The Beat's Millennial Madness with our engineer, Corbin.
This one stresses me out. Millennials are not leaving voicemails anymore.
Oh my gosh.
Because it causes us too much anxiety.
Are you serious?
Yeah, what do you think about that?
Are you serious?
Do you leave voicemails?
Yeah, I have voicemail. Sometimes I check it, sometimes I don't. Sometimes I just look at the phone number that called me, and then I just call them back.
No.
And,
no.
You know, how's leaving a voicemail causing anxiety?
Amber, can you relate?
I mean, you
like,
know,
when the phone
not paying
rings?
Your bills, that causes anxiety.
No, but sometimes, like, if you're calling somebody that you don't really necessarily know, like a doctor, like, what do you say? How do I word this?
I am such and such, and I'm having so-and-so problem. Call me back or call me in a prescription. That's what you do.
Well, you made that sound very easy.
It is easy, okay? I mean, like I said, anxiety. Not having enough money to pay your bills, okay? That's anxiety. Being stuck on the road, that's anxiety.
Talking to people, that's anxiety.
No, it's not. I do it every day. I'm a master. I'm thinking about opening up one of them self-help schools on being able to talk to people.
Don't do that.
I can get a ton of money out of you millennials.
We don't have any.
But I'd go broke because you all have to talk to me and things like that. And I'd have to tell you all the truth. Now, there's some anxiety for you people, I could tell you.
You're already making me anxious.
Yes.
And now, 92.9 The Beat's Millennial Word of the Week.
Gucci?
Gucci? Gucci, that's a bag. That's a very high expensive bag. If you go to Vegas to the Caesars Forum, they even got a Gucci store. They got a bunch of Gucci stores and Prada and things like that. What is this Gucci now? now.
Gucci means you're doing good. Like when somebody says, hey, how you doing? Gucci, you?
Really? That's the stupidest thing I've ever heard. I mean, you know, people come up to me, you think I say Gucci? Do I look Gucci?
You should start
really?
Saying that.
No.
Let's try it right now. Corbin, how you feeling?
Great. No. I said Gucci. I feel Gucci. Really? Really?
92.9 The Beat's Millennial Madness with our engineer, Corbin.
The struggle so real this morning. It's that weird time of the year where it's not quite hot, it's not quite cold. Has anyone turned their heat on yet? Amber, you said that Cody, he's still fighting the good fight, trying to keep that heat off, you know, that gas bill, but you said you're bundled up right now.
I am. I'm literally wearing a giant fuzzy robe and then also have a fuzzy blanket wrapped around me too because I'm so cold. So it's that awkward time of year, like you said, where in the mornings it's freezing, it's in the 40s, but it's going to be in like the 80s all week. And I think next week too. So it's like, it's not, you know, cold enough all the time to put the heat on.
Right.
Because during the day it's fine, but in the mornings it's freezing. And our thermostat right now, the AC is still on and we keep it at 69, but I just looked and it's at 66 degrees in here. It's that cold.
Yeah, that's a little chilly. Like even in the winter, if I have my heat on, it's at least got to be at 68, you know, minimum.
Right. So like, I don't know what to do because Cody, yeah, he's like, no, we're not turning the heat on yet because then in the day it's going to be double hot, hot outside, hot inside. I'm not doing that. So it's like, I just have to be cold all the time and I don't like it.
Yeah, I was thinking on my way into work this morning, I was like, yep, okay, this is the point we're at where it's going to be heat in the morning on my way to work, but then on my way home, I got the AC on, you know?
Right. I hate that. It drives me crazy.
I've kept the AC off these last couple days and I just open up my windows, which is good enough mm-hmm. for my apartment. But then, you know, I start to get a little chilly at night and then I look at the thermostat and it says 71. And I'm like, even if I did turn the heat on, it would be set to like 70. So why do I feel cold right now? And then I just right. wrap up in a blanket.
Yeah, I feel like there's such a difference between heat temp and AC temp, though, because if you have it at 70 on the AC and then 70 on the heat, like they're so different.
But you run cold anyway. And you said you're just about to your breaking point, right, though?
Yeah, I don't like it. Our fireplace, its pilot is still on, so I might turn it on while he's at work today. And I hope he's not listening because he'll yell at me. He'll be like, we don't need, because he's going to get the bill and be like, why is it so much higher? I'll be like, I don't know. It's weird.
Wow.
Must be a mess up.
Sounds like married life problems, you know, typical marriage battle, thermostat yeah. temps. See, I don't know what that's like. I decide the temperature in my own home.
Yeah, whatever.
The benefits to being hashtag single. We want to know, what temperature do you keep your thermostat at? And has anyone turned the heat on yet?
Here are your weekend picks on 92.9 The Beat.
When it comes to what to watch in theaters, we actually have a new addition. The War with Grandpa is out this weekend. It's rated PG. It stars Robert De Niro and Uma Thurman. It's about a mischievous kid who tries to steal back his room when his grandpa moves in. That sounds like a good time. Good family movie. Also, Tenet and Unhinged. Those are still in theaters as well. So are some old favorites like the original Annabelle, Freaky, and Coco is in theaters as well.
Nice.
When it comes to streaming, if you're a big fan of Dolly Parton, great news for you. There's plenty of her on Netflix. You know, she's got that Heartstrings series that tells stories about different times in her life. And now Dolly Parton, Here I Am, is available on Netflix. It's a moving musical documentary that details the people and places who have helped shape Dolly's iconic career. Hulu has also brought back their Huluween collection with favorites like the Hostel franchise and House of a Thousand and Corpses, and Mr. Robot Season 4 comes to Amazon Prime this weekend for your binging pleasure.
Nice. And side note, I have heard nothing but good things about that Heartstrings Dolly Parton series.
I know, so your mother-in-law was telling me about it. I'm like, oh, yes. I gotta watch this.
I know, so I'm definitely gonna add that to my list of things to do today. Okay, as far as things to do around the Ozarks, check out the Haunted Ghost Tours at the Landers Theater this weekend. It's going on this weekend only, and it's really cool. Lauren, you did this last night, right?
Yes, last night was the first night. It was so much fun. Make sure you do the 21 and up tour, the ones after 7 o'clock. That way you can take some wine with you. But it was so cool to see all this stuff. I had no idea was in the Landers Theater. You get to go under the stage, above the stage, second balcony. It was awesome.
Ooh, that sounds so cool. Yeah, apparently that place is super haunted. So definitely worth checking out. They do tours every 15 minutes and are for all ages. Or like Lauren said, they've got the 21 and plus tours at at 7. So call the box office to make your reservations for that. Also, how about some live music? We could all use a little bit of that. Our friends at the Park Board are hosting live music at the Botanical Gardens every Sunday afternoon starting at 2, so you can bring a lawn chair and enjoy great performances. This Sunday's performance is going to feature Ivy Nicks, Aaron Mayer, and Avery Mann. So super fun. Also, how about a drive-in? The season is winding down, so this could be one of your last chances. Aurora's showing is Saturday night only this week. They have a double feature of Friday the 13th and A Nightmare on Elm Street, which are both amazing. And those are both rated R, just FYI. Showtime is at 7:30. As for Carthage, they are still closed until next weekend. So Aurora is only open Saturday. And yeah, there you go.
Man, that's a sign that the season winding down.
Mm-hmm.
Well, plenty of especially spooky things to do here in the Ozarks this weekend.
Two Chicks and a Mic. Mornings on 92.9 The Beat.